Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Can the use of biomass solve the world's energy crisis? Tim Volk, a senior research associate at the State University of New York's College of Environmental Science and Forestry, discusses this natural resource.
Biomass is any plant-derived organic material available on a renewable basis, including agricultural crops and residues, forest products, algae, and even municipal waste. It's also the largest single source of renewable energy in the United States. Biomass can be used to produce heat, electricity, biofuels, and chemical products that are currently made from oil. Because biomass comes from living or recently living plant matter that has taken up CO2 from the atmosphere, it is considered carbon neutral. That means that no new CO2 is added to the atmosphere when the biomass is grown and used to produce energy. Think of biomass as CO2 catch and release. The U.S. Department of Energy has projected that the United States can produce over 1 billion tons of biomass a year that we can use for energy. That would be enough to replace about one-third of all the transportation fuel in the United States, dramatically reducing our dependence on foreign oil. In New York, almost three decades of research has focused on developing fast-growing shrub willows. There are more than 1,200 acres of willow now growing in northern New York. It will be used to power plants to generate renewable electricity. An advantage of the willow biomass crop effort is that it is a homegrown source of energy, reducing transportation costs and creating jobs. Production of biofuels from material that is not currently used for food is already a reality. Project Liberty in Iowa has a new 20 million gallon per year production plant converting corn cobs and other harvesting leftovers into biofuels. As you can see, biomass offers both environmental and economic development benefits and has the potential to be an even larger source of renewable energy in the future.
That was Tim Volk of the State University of New York's College of Environmental Science and Forestry. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.